You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hey. The most popular podcast in the entire world. If this is your first time listening, then where you been? we talk about anything and everything. There is no there's no map to get from here to there. And if it interests me, then it will interest you. Get that on a t-shirt. Did we already talk about that being on a t-shirt?
No.
I don't know. I just have these ideas and they just start flowing, you know? They start flowing, man. So I need to ask you something, Riggins. Now you know you're one of my all-time favorite people in the entire world.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, thanks.
You know that.
Yeah.
That's not the question. it's a question, not the question that I'm getting at. Were you frustrated with me this morning when I was texting you?
No, what was that? Well, yeah, kind of. I was like, what is it? I'm doing it. But then I realized you had texted me earlier,
right.
And I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I text Riggins. I ask him a question, not work-related at all. And then he didn't respond. So then I was texting, because I knew he was awake. And so I texted him about an hour or so later and just said, hey, are you okay? And he said, huh? Yeah, I'm sending the stuff in a minute, whatever. Yeah, and I was like, I wasn't saying that. That I was worried about what you're supposed to send me work-wise.
Right. I didn't realize that because sometimes you say, hey, I haven't gotten your stuff yet. And sometimes it's because I've forgotten or it's sitting in my email box and I just like never sent it or I was going to add something to it later.
Yeah.
So I thought by you saying, are you okay? Meant like, are you okay? You still haven't sent me my stuff yet. And I was like, it's 4:45 in the morning. Like I've got, I try to send it out before 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So I went, huh? Yeah, I'm getting ready to send it right now, and
I could read a little frustration there.
I thought that was like such an annoying thing, but then I realized after I had sent it, I went back through to see if you had responded, or when you did respond, and I realized I'd missed about an unrelated subject earlier in the morning.
Because I said, I wasn't rushing you on that. I was just checking on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were.
I thought you just sorry, we quarreled.
It's like, that's so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have. I knew what time it was.
But yeah, I was just working on stuff.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Just being testy.
Yeah.
You were being testies.
That's me.
I'm going to go ahead and warn you. If you got mad yesterday about what I said about taking your dogs everywhere you go to restaurants and bars and church and wherever else. There is a story today that proves my point on that, how you don't need to be just letting your dogs run and be up in people's business and affecting other people in public. So go ahead and get ready. Get ready to send your little hateful messages. Because you said they were coming down on me hard yesterday, right?
I don't know that they were coming down on you as hard as they were the other day when you made those comments about millennials being soft.
Oh, yeah.
They were just trying to argue their side of bringing their dogs everywhere. It wasn't like, I hate this guy. Because a lot of people, I would say the majority of people go, finally, somebody said it. Thank you. This is true. Yeah. I have dogs and I agree with you. So I don't know that they were coming down on you.
All right. Because I don't read them.
Well, that's... not true. You definitely
I don't care what you people say. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so that's coming up in a little bit. If I feel like dealing with it, though, I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't want to deal with the stuff. But, you know, I trust you on that controversial stuff, though, Riggins. You say when it gets action on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm not making it up. I'm not just saying stuff to be saying it, try to get a rise out of people. I mean, I mean it.
Yeah, no, you're genuinely a dickhead. Yeah. That stuff does work, though.
Yeah.
Either way, you know, whether they support it or they're against it, it inspires them to comment on it, which is good content.
Yeah. I didn't know that Kim Kardashian was missing.
Gone. Where's she been? No one's been seeing her. She was the number one celebrity people talked about last year, the year before. I think it's probably a little bit of the Taylor effect.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift is overshadowing everybody.
Taylor Swift overshadows everybody. Who does Taylor Swift really, the only person she's really had a public feud with, Kim, Kanye, Justin Bieber, Scooter Braun, those four people. So I think Kim Kardashian is looking like, let me just shut up for a while Taylor's having a moment. But a lot of people are asking, and Kim Kardashian has even posted like, I miss you guys so much, and she's going low key.
Well, what was the beef with her and Taylor? Does Taylor not like Kim Kardashian because she actually had kids?
No, I don't know. It was, remember when Kanye put Taylor Swift in that song?
Oh,
I can F that girl and make her famous, call her the B word. And then Kim Kardashian leaked video of the phone call between Kanye and Taylor when he was talking to her about the song, a highly edited clip. And that was the first time that Taylor Swift came out and said, I'm tired of being part of Kim and Kanye's life and whatever they're doing. Please exclude me from any further stories about what Kim and Kanye are up to. I have no interest. And then, you know, that's what inspired her to do the whole snake thing on her album Reputation. It was like a whole thing.
Did Kim Kardashian actually birth those babies, or were they surrogate? Both. How many has she got? Three? Two or three?
Four.
Four?
North? Yeah. She's got four. Saint, Psalm, and Chicago. I think one of them was she birthed. The three of them were surrogates, I believe. The fact that I know Kim Kardashian's kids' names is pretty embarrassing. Not more embarrassing than Pete Davidson tattooing her kids' names on himself. I mean, what are you doing?
I'm telling you, they're all weird. They're all weird.
Yeah.
All of them just weirdos. And that's why we make fun of them.
Yeah. Who would you rather spend an hour with, Kim or Taylor?
Kim.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you find Taylor so insufferable, or that you think Kim would be more fun?
I think Kim would be more fun.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I've obviously never been asked that, but yeah, I think probably, yeah, I'd rather be with Kim.
Really? Who would you rather have over for dinner, like with your friends?
Kim.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I just don't picture, you know, I don't know. I just don't think Taylor would be that fun.
You don't think so?
No. And Kim isn't quite as politically outspoken as Taylor Swift is. And I know we'd end up getting in a big to-do. A
big brouhaha.
Yeah.
Everybody that meets Kim Kardashian says she's really nice.
I know. That's what everybody. I'm going by. I'm going by like Cubby. Our friend Cubby has met her several times, I think. And he talks about how sweet she is.
Yeah. Everybody seems to like her. But... they also say the same thing about Donald Trump. Everybody that meets him is like kind of bowled over by him.
Mm-hmm.
Very charming.
Yeah, I could see that, though, in him. Because everybody loved him. All those celebrities loved him. Couldn't get close enough to him. before he became a politician as a Republican. Mm-hmm. They'd still be that way if he were a Democrat. But, you know, once he registered to run for president as a Republican, then he became a racist and a misogynist and hate monger and all these other things. Hmm. Ask me another one. Who I'd rather have dinner with.
That's a good question. Jason Derulo or Justin Bieber? I have a
probably Jason Derulo.
I think I would too.
Because I've actually, we've interviewed him and he seems pretty cool.
Seems kind of fun. I feel like Justin Bieber would be a little serious, a little he's kind of moping for the last couple of years.
Right. And I don't know whether he could take a joke. You know, just natural, so. You know, mixing it up back and forth. And I think Jason Derulo could.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sometimes you want the not as famous person because they're a little more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Justin Bieber would be a little odd to be around.
What about Ben Affleck? Matt Damon or Ben Affleck you're going to have dinner with?
I'd rather do Matt Damon at dinner. Have him for dinner, not do him. Because Ben Affleck just does seem miserable all the time, and I don't think he can hide it.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be a tough one.
The politics thing for any of those celebrities wouldn't throw me because I wouldn't bring it up, and hopefully they'd have enough manners to not bring it up at the dinner table.
But Ben Affleck does seem a little smarter than Matt Damon.
Maybe.
Hmm.
But he seems just like another one.
Miserable.
Moping and just like looks pissed off at the world. Now, George Clooney... Also a liberal wacko, but I feel like he would be a great dinner guest.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. He seems like he's a great storyteller, not disgusting to look at.
You know? Yeah, I have seen very little about him because I started disliking him a long, long time ago. Right. He said something nasty about Charlton Heston years ago because Charlton Heston was, you know, NRA and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't enjoy, I haven't seen a movie or anything that he's done that I've liked enough to go, oh, well, at least I like that movie. Where I've never seen any of those Oceans movies.
Oh, they're so good. Okay, George Clooney or Tom Cruise? Both kind of, Tom Cruise is a wacko.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he'd be fun at a party.
I don't know, I'm taking George Clooney on that one.
Over Tom Cruise?
Really? Yeah. I mean, because he seems like he would just be too intense.
Yes.
I don't like intense. Whether they're intense having fun or whether they're intense, you know, being mad. I just don't like intense.
Yeah. Sleeping in them, dealing with them.
No.
Nothing intense.
That's just, yeah. I don't like an intense personality. That's why I don't go to Buckle anymore. Yeah. Because those salespeople are, well, and the fact that I'm 54.
Yeah. Also that.
I don't go to Abercrombie no more or Hollister.
Who would you rather hang out with for an hour, Wendy Williams or Joy Behar?
Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Unless, no.
Like Wendy Williams today.
Where I have to be, you know, where it's supposed to be cordial and friendly.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be an hour that I would have to just let everything I think out on them.
No.
Because I'd cuss that Joy Behar till a fly wouldn't light on her. Wendy Williams now, though?
Still Wendy.
Yeah, I would hang out with the most hardened criminal on visitation hour before I would want to hang out with Joy Behar and just sit there and be cordial and stuff.
Yeah, if you had Jody's birthday is tomorrow. If you could invite... like three of her top celebrities to her birthday party to surprise her. Who do you think you would pick that she would want there? Would they all be reality
stars?
Yeah,
probably so.
Really?
Yeah.
Craig
Craig would be there.
Southern China. Lame.
Did I tell you we saw Shep the other day when we were in Charleston? Shep from Southern Charm.
Yeah.
And he was walking. He has a pig. Which is what we call French bulldogs, pigs.
Little pigs.
So they look like pigs. We were at a Mexican restaurant just having a beer and some nachos in Sullivan's Island area. And he came walking up with his pig on a leash. And he went inside the bar. So I guess if you're Shep, you get to take your dog inside.
He sort of got the keys to the city.
But Jody used to, when the show first started and all, she liked him, but now she doesn't like him anymore.
Yeah, he's kind of, he was cool. He was a long time ago. He was cool. Yeah. He's kind of gone off the deep end.
Weren't he and Dale Jr. friends or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought maybe they were. Something I remember about that.
I feel like Dale Jr.'s got a ton of friends because he's got that adult playground, it seems like, you know. I feel like he brings them all in.
Now, if I had to pick between Joy Behar and that Sonny Houston that's on The View.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonny's
kind of. She is disgusting. I don't know which one of them's dumber, actually. I don't think that I could have an intellectual conversation with either one of them. They're both, you know, just, I mean, flat out dumb, stupid.
Well, Joy Behar was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I know.
She's funny.
Was she?
I mean, she did for a long time. I don't know that I've ever seen her do stand-up, but I know she was. Mm. Speaking of that, Ellen's doing stand-up again.
I saw that,
posted that little video of her just like walking out on stage. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good move for her. She's got to figure out what she's going to do next.
Why?
Because she was America's beloved daytime TV show host. Mm-hmm. And then the switch just flipped and she's a monster. She's a, you know, a harasser, just a nasty person. She does.
She's old and she's got so much money. She never has to think about anything and worry about anything ever again. About how she's going to live and all that. Just go enjoy it.
You know that's not the case. They can't do that.
I know.
You don't get into that business because you want to make a lot of money. You get into it because you need to be loved. And she needs to be loved. That's why she surrounded herself with like all these stray animals. And, you know, Portia de Rossi. And she's alone. And now the world hates her. She probably went through some tough times after that.
But, you know, I heard all that stuff about her not being nice and everything way before, you know, she got canceled or whenever they were canceling everybody. But I could still watch her stand up and stuff and find it to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I'd probably still watch.
Yeah. See if it's funny or not. Like, could she still do it? Yeah. I mean, you want to see.
I mean, as far as women comedians go, I'm just kidding. I saw a woman comedian the other night. Two of them, actually. They were hilarious. Yeah. Love them. Ellen would probably still, I would rather have dinner with her than Joy Behar, Sonny Houston.
Absolutely. I just think Ellen would be funnier.
I'd rather have dinner with Whoopi than either of those two.
Absolutely. Whoopi's at least got some stories to tell about Hollywood and whatever.
I think if it came down to, they said you either have to have dinner with Joy Behar and Sonny Houston or El Chapo, I would choose El Chapo.
Language barrier be damned.
Yeah. And not even know if I'm going to say or do the wrong thing. Pablo Escobar, if he were alive, I'd choose him over those two. I don't like those two. I don't know if you can tell.
You made that clear.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there is a guy who he just disappeared. And his wife said, well, I need him to sign these divorce papers, but I don't know where he went. She reached out to the internets and they found him. So we'll tell you about that coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Hello, Fanaticos. Hey, make sure you go get signed up for Ace TJ Prime. Get part of those rewards because we got something special up there. Especially if you live anywhere close to Charlotte, North Carolina, or even if you don't, it'd be worth getting here. What is it, Riggins?
We're giving away tickets to the Love and Life Music Festival if you play Ace TJ Prime Rewards.
Okay.
So all you got to do is get the Ace TJ Family app. You'll see rewards right there on the front page and just start playing. And we're giving away pairs of tickets to this thing. And it's going to be massive. It's the biggest concert I've ever seen in Charlotte, like music festival. It's 2 days, 3 stages right in Uptown Charlotte. And it's like Post Malone, Noah Kahan, Stevie Nicks. There's just a ton of people. And it's like arts and crafts and, you know, parties and all in cool. Uptown. It's awesome.
Posty, you say?
Posty's
going to be there. Posty going to be doing country or is he going to be doing his other stuff?
That's a good question. I don't know. All I've seen him doing lately is like acoustic sets of country songs. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad. But it's like an eclectic group of musicians. So it's something for everybody. And it's just going to be crazy. Crazy. Yeah. It's in May.
And, Post wasn't with his friend Morgan Wallen when he threw that chair off the thing, allegedly, was he?
I don't think so. Are they friends?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a motley duo, motley crew.
Mm-hmm. Post, it is.
Posty's a little mellow now, though.
Yeah.
Seems like Morgan Wallen's the crazy one.
Hey, man, he just likes to party.
Hey, man, I just like throwing chairs.
They told me I wouldn't. But by God, did.
Is that what he said?
No.
Say I won't do it. You won't.
All right, there's this woman in Massachusetts, and she was married to a TV chef. They said that he was an up-and-coming celebrity. And all of a sudden, they had one kid together, and then she was pregnant, and she says that he decided he just didn't want that responsibility of being a husband and a father, so he bolted, and she hasn't been able to find him in a year. But then she took to the "Are we dating the same guy?" thing on Facebook, and she says, "Quote: This is my husband, Charles Withers. He loves to be the center of attention, but I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. Last year, when I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted, like gone without a trace. He has one baby he hasn't seen in a year, one he's never met. He moved somewhere out of state and changed his phone number. He likely goes by Charlie now, which if your name's Charles and you're out trying to hide your identity, are you going to go by Charlie? Nobody will ever put that together.
Ha-ha. I'll go by Charlie now. It's the perfect plan. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, my real name is Richie. And they'd be like Jody going, he's probably calling himself Rich now. She described him as, quote, British and charming AF, end quote. So she put I'm not saying this is wrong. I'm just saying it from an amateur psychologist and profiler perspective. She put that about charming AF to answer any questions as to how could you end up with some sorry ass guy like that?
He was charming.
Yeah. So that, you know, nobody would fault her for for being with such a low life.
Sure.
If these stories are true. And it could probably maybe even be subconsciously put that.
Absolutely.
You know, like when people go on and on and on about how much their dog loves them and want just my shadow here. You know, that's a way of saying I'm so lovable. My dog is just all over me. Yeah. So he's probably working in the hospitality industry somewhere. Probably never mentioned having a wife or kids back in Massachusetts. Right. He was on the show Chopped on Food Network. She says, if you know him, if you're working with him, if you're dating him or friends with him, can you please have him get in touch with me? Yeah. I'm sure that he'll just go, oh, well, if she asks to get in touch with him, I'll just do that. I'll call her. She said, or let me know where I can find him. And they say that women are coming out of the woodwork.
Oh,
just
no
like
way.
Less than 24 hours. They're just like bombarding her.
Saying they know him?
She said, I matched with him on Bumble just a few weeks ago.
No way.
Reportedly somewhere in Texas. Said, I've gotten more than enough information to locate him. I have literally hundreds of messages to sort through, some with information and some with support, and I appreciate all of them.
That's crazy.
She says she doesn't wish him any ill will. She just wants him to sign these papers.
They give
the divorce papers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But that sounds like a Brit to me.
Charlie Withers. Yeah. Well, I bet he's also running from whatever he perceives the child support payments are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you run from a divorce? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, and then this says, before departing Massachusetts, the chef had allegedly, quote, sold a crap ton of gift cards and then just took the money and closed up shop, leaving all the customers and employees out of the dark with unpaid wages and usable gift cards.
So he sold gift cards to the restaurant
he owned a little restaurant.
Yeah,
and, he's like,
and then he closes it.
And he's like, see ya.
Yeah, that is pretty scammy. Charlie.
And he says, my relative gave me a gift card last year to Sea Salt for a special birthday. I went to use it in November only to find out the restaurant has closed and stealing my gift card dollars.
That is funny. Oh, never figure me out.
I'm going to Texas. I'll be working in Texas. Yeehaw.
Right. I'm going to sell these gift cards. A little scammer.
I'll be on my way.
That's crazy.
So, let me see if I can find this other story and go ahead and get it out of the way. Because it. Okay. United Airlines is not getting good, a lot of good publicity lately, you know.
I haven't seen anything.
Well, they had that whole thing that hit the world, where they were. You've been accused of lowering standards for pilots so more women and minorities can become pilots. You know, and that's probably one of the very last things that you want meritocracy thrown out the window is the person that's flying your plane. So they had a lot of that. And now a flight bound for Seattle had to divert to Dallas Friday. And you know why?
Why?
Because somebody's dog took a big dump in the plane that was so bad and stunk so much they had to divert the plane to try to clean it.
Holy cow. It's like a biohazard thing.
I guess. But it said, the one guy said, smell made me ill. Gate agents kept yelling at passengers and the cabin crew. The smell never quite went away. First class toilet declared unusable as the dog mess was apparently unresolved in there. Food went bad while the ground while on the ground, so there were very few snacks left. So, yeah, they had to divert it and sit there for over 2 hours in Dallas so they could try to clean the plane to let people back on it.
In the bath? It was in the bathroom?
I think part of it was, yeah.
Thank God it was a dog and not a person. They're like, you blew it up so bad. We have to divert the plane.
But I think it was in the aisle. I don't know what the bathroom, because the dog wouldn't have been going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Because there's, I mean, I don't know whether this is, there's a picture of it and it looks disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. So, when you take these dogs on a flight, they're supposed to be, small enough to fit in a carrier. Yeah,
sure. Small.
Under the seat or whatever. This one was not, obviously, in a carrier. And, you know, unless you're flying somewhere where you're going to be moving or, staying for a long, long time and you can't drive there, again, leave the dog at home. If you're just taking your dog on vacation with you or going off for a couple of days and somebody can watch the dog, because then you think about these people. These innocent people on the flight trying to just get where they're going, and because you let your dog break the rules and he shit all over the plane, now these people are sitting around an airport for 2 hours.
Man, that would really upset me. I love that it ruined the snacks. It was so bad. Like the packaged Doritos are like, these are, you can't eat these. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know how that was a thing. But this person that wrote that paid for a first class ticket. And I guess they were, in the middle of their meal or whatever.
Yeah, they're flying to Seattle. They know what they're in for. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, poop on a plane, poop on the street. That's what you're getting into.
But it didn't look like that a small dog had made that mess.
That's what I was going to ask.
It didn't look like a small dog.
Huh. Looks like a big dog dump. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's
loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was trying to figure out a nice way to say splatter.
Yeah. That's what the vet always, the word they use. It's a loose.
Yeah.
Oh. That's disgusting. Oh, but
yeah, it looks like they were, at the airport before they boarded the plane, and the owner was feeding it nachos is what it looks like. Not saying they did.
But. It looks like. He loves Taco Bell. I feel bad for the dog owner, though, because they're obviously mortified, but then they're probably like, I'm never taking this dog again.
No, they're not.
Of course, sure they are.
Probably mad if people got upset about it.
Maybe.
You think my dog wanted to do that? He can't help it. Oh, yeah. You know how those are.
Do you think parents that have a screaming kid on the plane, do you think they feel bad?
When the baby's crying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Most of the time. But I was going to ask, would you rather be on a plane with a screaming baby or a big pile of disgusting, stinking dog poop?
Stinking dog poop.
You would?
Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty awful. But I can ignore the kid scream by putting on headphones or something like that. But I'm sympathetic to both of those people because I know that's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless this is a real service animal that you have to have because you got something, some sort of condition, then I feel sorry for the other people.
Yeah.
Who don't give a damn about your dog and your, the plight that you go through.
A lot of shitting on planes lately. Mm-hmm. You just have a story a couple weeks ago about that woman that went all the way through the plane, and it's
Mm-hmm.
Leaving a trail.
And I saw there was some story the other, maybe it was yesterday, where a guy, they were getting off the plane and he had to pee so badly that he peed in a cup while they were waiting to get off the plane because he couldn't make it to the bathroom. And he got arrested.
I bet he did.
It was in some foreign country, though. They do that sort of thing, peeing in cups.
They wouldn't let him use the restroom, I guess.
I don't know what it was. I guess maybe he was in the line trying to get off the plane. Oh, can you imagine the guy standing behind you waiting to deplane, just whips it out, starts peeing in a cup?
No. No. He should be arrested.
Yeah.
That was a good call.
Mm. All right. So we have more coming up next. You don't want to miss that, Fanaticos. So hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Yay, yay. Thank you, Fanaticos, for listening and watching and doing. Love it, love it, love it. Please tell as many people as you possibly can. We need some people's listening and watching. We need more and more and more and more. Let's grow this family, shall we? Yes. And it's up to you. I mean, I've reached out to as many people as I know. And, you know, I don't have many friends, so I'm sure everybody listening has more friends than I do. So if you just you know, tell your friends, send them a text, you know, if they live in a different state than you, whatever. They'll enjoy it. And even if they don't, tell them I'm some kind of some sort of a martyr type figure that does nothing but help other people so they can, you know, at least follow and subscribe and do all of that stuff. There's a story out of Texas where there was a couple and they were being robbed at gunpoint at the gas pumps of the store. Well, a bystander, an eyewitness to this crime, because we're talking about Texas, a good Samaritan, grabs his gun and shoots the assailant dead who's committing this crime against these people. Turns out the whole robbery thing was staged. They were all three in cahoots with each other and they were friends. But the innocent bystander, eyewitness, Good Samaritan didn't know that because they were staging this robbery to get around immigration laws. Because the couple is not from U.S. America, and if a crime is committed against a non-citizen, then they wait in the United States until the crime is solved, or till their case comes up or whatever. It gives them longer in the United States.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah, especially in Texas, where, you know, a good Samaritan does what this guy did. So they're going through the guy who was, you know, supposedly the that was playing the part of the robber, and found pictures of him with the couple. Wow. And text messages saying, just like last time, right? Because they'd done it before.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. So the guy that shoots, is he now, are they looking at filing charges against him?
I don't think so in Texas.
Wow.
But I even think that the guy was running away.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. So where we live in North Carolina, if someone breaks into your house and they take off running when you wake up, or whatever, they take off running in the yard and you run after them with a gun, if they're running from you, even if they're still in your yard, you can't shoot them.
Right.
Because the shooting legally has to be if you're threatened. And if somebody's running away from you, they're not threatening you. But I don't think it's that way in Texas. God love them.
That's crazy. I wonder how many times they had staged this before, because you said just like the last time. Like,
yeah, I think three times over the years.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you would think that the immigration office would go, oh, wait a minute, something's fishy, but they don't care.
Been robbed three times at the gas pump in the last 5 years.
But you know, our immigration, they're not sending anybody home. And you know what is a big problem now? Across our country, you know, I always joke around about libraries, and I don't, you know, that I make fun of libraries and all. That's just joking. Well, now they're having problems coast to coast with homeless people, drug addicts, and all this going in and hanging out in the library when they're doing sex with each other in there and all kinds of stuff. Like, librarians are now going, oh, we're not trained for this.
Yeah.
I mean, if I went to the library, and they're talking about, you know, the kids are right there too. Another thing is a lot of men masturbating, looking at porn on the library computers. Why can the library computers get porn?
Not block that? They can't block that?
I don't know. But can't you just see that going on? And they don't give a damn.
It's been a long time since I've been in the computer section at a library, but I guess that does happen. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Because I love the library. It's been a long time, but yeah, I like the library. And the fact that it's just being taken over by people having sex in the...
And, you know, doing drugs porn. And all that kind of just disgusting behavior.
Yeah. Hate that.
I mean, what do you say in jail? Hey, why are you in here? I was having sex in the library.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. Just think about that. What kind of condition must your life be in if you're having to seek shelter in the library, and you're in there committing crimes and just being trash and having sex and masturbating in the library? Is there any awareness at all in somebody's head of how hideous their life is to maybe want to do something about it?
Yeah. Because to me, that's my new rock bottom. Like
masturbating in the library?
Masturbating in the library. I think that I just established that is my new rock bottom. So, but maybe they don't look at it. They don't see it like that. But I think now, if that ever I ever find myself in that position, I'm going to go, this is as bad as it gets. Like I'm masturbating in a public library.
Private one is fine.
Yeah, maybe. Privately funded. But yeah, that's just terrible.
Now, there's a brand new library across the street here. I wonder if they're having to deal with that.
Probably not. I got a feeling they're probably not.
But you know what? You got to expect to deal with that kind of thing whenever you have something open to the public where they don't have to pay, where it's free. Free things, you know, just draw vagrants and troublemakers.
Yeah, like the samples at Costco, that entices like the worst among us. And mm-hmm. it brings out this emotion. People are like, I got to get there first. I don't care. I'm going to throw it away if I don't want it. Yeah. Just, where is it? You know, you're right. There's something to that. Free things.
So you can go in there and you can sit and do, you know, relaxing things like reading or looking up stuff, using their computers, all of it free. You can even take books out with you when you leave, free of charge. So how well is somebody going to treat something that they didn't have to pay anything for, even if it's a little bit?
Yeah, something.
I mean, if I see something and they say, oh, it's free, I'm going to go, well, I'm the opposite of if it's free, it's for me. If it's free, it's not for me.
I'd like to pay, man.
Send me to the place where it just costs a dollar. I don't care. Something. Just something.
Yeah.
Because a library card doesn't cost anything to get, does it?
No.
You don't even have to pay like a one-time processing fee of $5 or anything.
You got to show proof of residency and things like that. I don't know how that works.
There was this one librarian said that a woman moved there to the area, and one of the first things she did was went in there with her kids and signed up for the library card and all of that. And the first time she came back, she saw all this stuff going on, and like she's never going back again.
Yeah, that's traumatic.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Can you imagine you got your kids in there, and they're looking up stuff on the computer, and then right next to them is some dirty, filthy, homeless person masturbating, looking at porn?
Yeah. Surprised he doesn't get his ass whipped.
I know.
Where was that? Where
did everywhere from New York to California. This particular story came out of California, even the homeless people act that way. Don't act that way. Like, you don't have to be homeless to act that way in California. They're all just deviants. Every single person in California is a deviant. That's what I've always heard. You don't want to deal with that.
The land of fruits and nuts.
Ugh. Now you go out to California, as soon as you get off the plane, it jumps all over you. Just that trashiness. Take you 2 days of showering back home in the South to get all that California off of you. You won't catch me in no California or New York. Hell no.
Are you done with them completely now?
New York, yeah.
You're not going to go back?
Mm-mm.
Well, you got warrants out in New York, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I got that fixed.
I got that.
I beat that case.
Yeah, you're no better than it
is. Yeah. I beat that firearms case.
Yeah. You're in a firearms case in New York. I mean, you're no better. Who are you, Method Man?
It was Fashion Week, you know.
You're ODB, old dirty bastard. That's so funny.
It took me $1,500 to beat that case, but I beat it.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The story is, if you don't know, we were flying on a work trip, and we were leaving New York at LaGuardia, and I had taken my gun out of my bag before we left Charlotte, but I had forgotten that I had an extra magazine/clip with bullets in it in my bag, and that's what they found. And you would have thought that they had just uncovered a grenade that was about to go off. Get the pen back in this. So, I mean, it was a whole big rigmarole, pain in the ass.
It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. But I'm never going, not because of that, I'm just... I don't want to get knocked in the damn head.
Yeah, right. I don't blame you.
Uh-huh.
People getting punched in the forehead and all that. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. But I would fight back. See, that's the thing. I'd probably end up being the one getting arrested for fighting back and hurting somebody.
Yeah, and it seems like they're all going after the same kind of person, young women, because I think they know that they're
Well, it doesn't matter. Fight. In New York, they're not going to prosecute, you know, the bad guys. They'll prosecute the good guys. Yeah. Part of what they do now. What am I saying? I mean, I don't have any invitations to New York that I'm having turned down or anything. I'm never going back.
Well, we have to go up there occasionally for business.
I don't think
things.
I'm going.
No?
Mm-mm.
We're up there.
Like, I'm going to let y'all go.
I ain't losing nothing up there. No, I like New York. It's fun for like a day. The food is good.
It used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple of years since I've been there, but.
But you know what? My wife's been reminding me that I just said, I guess I don't remember because we do so many different shows. On one of the shows that I said a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, maybe, that I didn't have to go back to Indiana for anything. I wasn't going back to Indiana where her family's from.
Yeah.
But her aunt died and I got to go this weekend.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. She goes, you're eating your words now. You have to go.
Are you flying or driving?
I'm driving.
You are driving. Where is it in Indiana?
Evansville.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar.
It's her crazy aunt Geneva died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I called her that. I'm not talking crap about the dead. It's what, you know, we had a thing. Yeah. You know, and I always called her name's Neva. It was Neva, but I called her Geneva because I like that better, like the convention, you know.
Sure. So what are you, you're driving up there on Friday and coming back on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a lot of drive. What is it, 10 hours?
Well, yeah, probably close to it. And then we're taking Boy and dropping him in Nashville to spend the weekend with his sister.
Oh, nice.
And then we'll pick him up on the way through.
It's good.
And, you know, I'm going to be like, can you leave me in Nashville too?
Yeah, please.
Because Indiana people, man. And it's not a funeral. It's a celebration of life.
Oh.
She always says she didn't want a funeral. So this is going to be at her friend's house. And it's just legitimately going to be a party.
Oh.
And sharing stories about her and, you know, all of that kind of thing. So.
I would feel less pressure to go then.
Well, I mean, it's my mother-in-law's sister.
Yeah, no, so. It's important, but to me, mm-hmm. I would feel like, well, it's just a celebration of life. I mean, it's sweet, but.
But it's still a send-off, like a funeral would be.
Because
it's not as formal.
It's the same thing. I wouldn't feel as bad about skipping a wedding that's happening in somebody's backyard as opposed to a church.
Yeah. Because it's not real.
It's not real. It's not real. It's a harsh way to put it, but it's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for the show today. Thank you for being a Fanatico. Get more Fanaticos. Recruit them, please. And then don't forget to go get signed up for the Ace TJ Rewards thing. If you want to go to that concert. What's it called?
Love and Life Music Fest.
Love and Life Music Fest.
Yes, yeah, so just play Ace TJ Prime Rewards on the Ace and TJ Family app.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that about that concert.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for watching and listening and doing. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.